You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
I'm telling you, if you are a Washington, D.C. sports fan, you're in hog heaven right now. I mean, it doesn't get much better than what we got going on in this town right now. We got great playoff hockey. We got great playoff basketball. We got the Nats just tearing it up. And joining us on the line right now to talk about it is Scott Allen, sports reporter for the Washington Post. Scott, it's a very good time to be a sports fan in the nation's capital.
It is. Thanks for having me, Brian. I'd say the feelings of D.C. sports fans today certainly don't reflect the weather outside. Maybe makes it a little bit easier to get through this gloomy weather day.
Yeah, it may be gray and gloomy, but the sports scene is vibrant and alive. Let's just go through some of the stuff that's going on. Start with the Caps. They were in Toronto last night, and they were down a game in this best-of-seven series against the Maple Leafs, a young and scrappy team, and they looked pretty good last night.
They did, finally. I think, you know, a lot of people thought the President's Trophy winning Capitals would cruise against the Maple Leafs. Some people were calling for a sweep, maybe five or at most six games. And, you know, down 2-1, it wasn't technically a must-win game, but for all intents and purposes, if they came back to Washington down 3-1, the panic level in this town would have been just off the charts. Instead, you know, they jump out to a 4-1 first period lead. There were some tense moments there in the third period with the Maple Leafs cutting it to a goal late. But now you've got a 2-2 tie coming back to Verizon Center with two of the next three games at Verizon Center, and they can close it out at home.
Did they figure out how to beat the Maple Leafs? Because it appears that they were really struggling with that. Three big overtime games.
Yeah, and three straight overtime games, and when you get there, it's a coin flip. You know, Barry Trotz made a slight change to his lines before last night's game, bumping Tom Wilson up to the third line, and that paid huge dividends with Tom Wilson, a guy who only had 7 goals during the regular season. A great story in that he's an Ontario native in front of his family, in front of a lot of friends where he grew up. He scored 2 goals last night. He's been kind of the unsung improbable hero for the Capitals this playoff season.
Now, there is a rumor regarding the Redskins that there's going to be something very special happening in November around kind of Thanksgiving Day. Could that rumor possibly be
true? That's right. Yeah, leave it to the Redskins to work their way into a great day of D.C. sports when they're not even close to playing. But, yeah, my colleague, Master Tassatian, reporting per a source, for the first time ever, the Redskins are going to host a Thanksgiving game. And we're used to seeing the Redskins play the Cowboys in Dallas on Thanksgiving many years. But this report is the schedule's coming out tonight officially, but apparently the Giants are coming to FedEx Field for a Thanksgiving night game this year.
And, of course, that game will be carried right here on WMAL, which is now a Redskins station. Not that we're paying that much attention. All right, listen, getting back to playoff games here, Wizards have taken a 2-0 lead in the game against the Atlanta Hawks, and they're looking pretty strong.
They are. And, you know, there was a 13-0 run there by the Hawks after the Wizards kind of controlled the first half, but as they've done all year, Bradley Beal and John Wall came up huge in the fourth quarter. Beal finished with 31, Wall with 32. And the Wizards, unlike the Capitals, are looking like they might make quick work of this first-round series and can rest up for whoever they play in the second round. And the Verizon Center was bumping last night.
Yeah, it was a thumping place. It really was. And apparently these are being described as very physical games.
Yeah, you've got the Hawks forward Paul Millsap after game one describing it as more like MMA than basketball, to which the Wizards power forward Markieff Morris said, That wasn't. If he thought that was MMA, then game two is going to be double MMA. A lot of fouls called last night. The refs want to kind of keep things from getting out of hand. But the physical game, the Wizards have shown that they can play that, and they can also play finesse. So,
and those games are more exciting to watch, especially if you're there. It's like hockey. Yeah. And we've had this conversation. It's like hockey, that it's more fun to watch, I think, when you're there anyway. Basketball is more fun to watch when you're there. I think sports just in general are more fun when you're there. But when the game gets physical and you could tell they're really fighting it out, without, you know, killing each other, I think that makes the game that much more exciting. I can't stand when the refs are constantly blowing the whistle. You're like, oh, let them play. Mm. So a physical game, I think, is fun and fun to watch.
Yeah, and there was a lot of that last night at Verizon Center. There were a lot of fans. I was not there. I had the Caps, the Nets, and the Wizards on three different screens at home. But just from following Twitter, there were a lot of fans who were unhappy with the refs yelling things that I can't repeat on radio.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Worked out okay.
All right, the Nats, by the way, are looking pretty good as they start off their season. What are they, 9-5, I think it is so far. And Bryce Harper is just a beast.
He is. And two home runs last night, both in the first two innings, a grand slam, five RBI. And, you know, I wrote this morning that, you know, the Wizards and the Capitals, if you're kind of a fan of all three, you would prioritize, I think, at this time of year, the Capitals and the Wizards over the Nats, given that the Nats are early in their regular season. But Bryce Harper is making you pay for relegating them to a second or third screen or tuning them out, putting them on the back burner now because of what he does. He hit a walk-off home run shortly after the Wizards won Game 1. They're off to another hot start. The only question is what they do with their closer situation going forward.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce Harper had a grand slam, and if that weren't enough, then Ryan Zimmerman steps up to the plate and does the same thing.
Right, just to top off the blowout, and the first time I think in 8 years that the Nationals have had two grand slams in one game.
And how do you think the Nats are shaping up as the season, looking down the season? You said that he had solved their closer problem, and that's something that has been mentioned for sure.
Right, and the offense looks great. The pitching staff looks solid. The defense is pretty good. But it's that closer situation that we've seen the last few years. I mean, last year Mike Rizzo went out and got Mark Melancon at the trade deadline. This year they anointed Blake Treinen, a closer, to start the season. He struggled through his first few games, and yesterday you had Dusty Baker and Mike Rizzo talking about how they need to make a change. Baker said that going forward they're going to have almost a closer by committee between Kota Glover and Sean Kelly, but that's something to watch going forward. I would bet that they would bring somebody else in at the trade deadline again, a more proven closer, if one of those two doesn't emerge as a reliable guy.
Well, listen, Scott, great stuff. Great to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian and Mary.